Get an Aquay Now presents Gan Chev Cadillac GMC Buick Hooray for Coaches.
All right, we are here with another segment of Hooray for Coaches on MyFM. We are speaking with the Gan Islanders coach, Tom Dixon. Tom, always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So the biggest thing I guess we're going to start off with is how did you get involved in this whole coaching deal?
Getting involved, it was my first year on a junior. I knew I wasn't definitely done being involved in hockey, and a minor hockey opportunity came up with the midget team in town, and I thought that would be a good stepping stone to get my feet wet in first year of coaching, and then made my way to the junior ranks.
And you've obviously got a lot of experience doing this. And what have you taken out of this experience for your career?
Yeah, I've now been with the Islanders for 11 years now. The experience is something you'll definitely cherish throughout your life. Taking it from, you know, a group of kids you put together every year that have, you know, come from all over the country, some from the U.S., that have no idea that, you know, what the junior level involves. Some come in and don't know each other. So seeing a team grow from 23 kids at the start of the year, like I said, that don't know each other that well, build them, you know, see them grow as in friendships and build a team as a family with the Islanders.
What's one of the biggest challenges you find as far as coaching goes?
Definitely at our level, the biggest challenge is getting guys to commit. I mean, we take a lot of kids that go to university, and obviously university studies are their first priority, and we get that, and we know that, and we tell them that from day one. But the challenge is getting all 23 guys to buy in every night, especially at our level. But like I said, when we do, we are a great team, but it's getting that commitment from every single player each night.
People like to be involved in sports. They want to be involved in all aspects of it. If someone came to you and says, "Hey, Tom, I want to be a coach one day, not just in hockey in general, but in other sports," what kind of advice would you have for them?
I would just say do it for the love of the game. There's always going to be politics involved. There's going to be, you know, people happy with what you're doing. There's people not going to be happy. So you just got to push that aside and just do it for the kids that you are coaching at the time and do it for the right reasons and just for the love of the game.
You've had a lot of success over your career and a lot of success as of late. What are the biggest accomplishments that you're most proud of, whether it be a championship or just something in general that you're most proud of?
Yeah, you know what? There's probably a couple, but one that stands out is definitely 4 years back winning the Gill Cup in our second last year in the EOJHL. That was, you know, something big that I'll never forget. And you know, going back to where kids committed, it was, we had a group of 23 that were there every night, and it was just like your second family.
That's amazing. Well, we really appreciate you being here, Tom, and we thank you very much for joining us here in this Hooray for Coaches segment. It's always a pleasure. Good luck in the rest of the season, and thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.